Checking back in with Ron Iacobucci of the Quincy Career Center to get a little update on how things are going there and maybe some news that you might be able to use. Ron, nice to see you again.
Great to see you, Joe. Hope all is well with you and all the folks over at QATV. It's been just about 5 months now since we last zoomed in. And, you know, they say everything will change, nothing will change. So we're still in it. And it's been our focus has been and continues to be, you know, helping those people with their unemployment claims. And while our career center, it remains closed to the public. You know, in Quincy, for example, the unemployment rate now is at 23%, and there are approximately 17,000 people that are out of work. And so our first priority was to serve those folks. And people can continue to get help from us by calling our main number, which is 617-745-4000. Someone will get back to them within a day, and we can help them navigate their unemployment issues. Or they can look at our website, which is www.masshiresouthshorewb.com. Mine is WB, but either one gets them there. www.masshiresouthshorecc.com. And there's just a great deal of information that's on that website. People are actually hiring right now. We've posted actually 4,300 jobs in the past 30 days. And the most, most occupations that are currently in demand include registered nurse, laborers, retail sales, and customer service. As things gradually open up, there are less folks that are collecting the unemployment. There's been, unfortunately, a lot of fraud with unemployment, and it's people just hacking in and using people's, Social Security numbers and so forth and filing false claims. And we've been trying to, you know, sort through that. If people are having issues or problems with that, we'd like to know about it. And hopefully we could try to, you know, expedite some of those problems. We have been working with some people. The extra $600 that people receive is done. Governor Baker recently sent in an application to FEMA, and there will be an additional boost to the regular unemployment for at least a few weeks, $300. And I think that's going to go automatically into place. There has been a 13-week extension to the unemployment benefits too, so people that are collecting will have additional time collecting unemployment. And they've relaxed some of the requirements that people need to meet in order to continue their unemployment benefits. There's no need to do, what you would call, efforts, you know, documenting job placements and that sort of thing. People are away from having to do those requirements. The actual sanctions that are going to take place probably won't go back into effect until maybe late fall. So if people aren't, you know, coming in and attending a CCS, or people aren't going through a review or doing their, you know, their mandatory three, job searches every week, that's going to come back into effect, and people need to be aware of that because they could potentially lose their benefits. So right now, all that stuff is waived. It's pretty wide open. They don't have to do those three searches. They don't have to come to a CCS. They don't have to be reviewed. But those things could go back into effect late fall. You know, in the meantime, we've adopted a plan for reopening the Career Center. And a lot of it is subject to really where we're getting guidance from the state, because these career centers are located all around the Commonwealth, and we all want to move at the same time. And, you know, most likely things won't happen until probably the end of the year, first of the year. But locally, we've adopted a four-phase process to get back. The first phase we've completed. We've all gone remote. We're all functioning. We're all being able to help people without having to, you know, actually open the doors. The second phase is that we're going to be, continuing in that virtual state and providing all the services and programs we normally do. We're trying to pivot everything onto the virtual platform so that there are services and programs, and you'll be seeing that on our website that people can take advantage of and plug into, whether they're searching for jobs. And we publish a hot jobs list on a weekly basis on that website that people can connect to and look at. So we're hopefully going to be into phase three at some point, which we're going to partially open, and it'll be by appointment only. And then eventually we'll go to phase four, which will open the career centers, to normal traffic. And it's all, again, governed by what's happening, And I know the mayor and the health commissioner have done a great job keeping everything straight as far as that's concerned and everybody up to date. So we're going to follow, the science, as they say, and we're not going to move. And we have to move in unison with the other career centers, too, because what will happen is if Boston doesn't open, they're all going to come to Quincy, and then we're going to be in trouble. And so we don't want to have that situation. So we have to all be on the same page. I'm on a statewide committee that's working on setting those dates and reopening. So obviously we're going to be, making certain that, that everything is done in unison, and we're, waiting again on how things, can improve. The bottom line is we want people to be safe. We want our customers to be safe. We want the employers to be safe. We want our partners to be safe. And, and we've been pretty successful so far in being able to function, in this virtual world. And so I guess we're going to, continue to do that. It's impacted a lot of folks. Mostly this time it's hit women job seekers more than any. Mostly one third of the people that are out there unemployed are, have a high school diploma or less. So it's a lot of the low income wage earners, and the industries that have been, mainly affected have been the food preparation and serving. I mean, we have in our region alone over 8,500 people in that category that have been laid off. And so, and as I said before, Quincy has been had the highest unemployment rate of any of the other South Shore communities. As you know, we serve people from Quincy down to Plymouth. We have two career centers that function. And so we have 22 towns that we cover. And, the unemployment rate is at around between 17 and 20% in some of those other regions. So Quincy get hit a little harder. And so we hope to see, improvement. I know it's been a long haul, and hopefully see an end in sight at some point where we're going to be able to pivot from where we are serving people and making sure they're getting their benefits to getting people back to work. And some of the folks aren't going to be able to get back to work. And that's what we're going to focus on training and getting people, the necessary skills and education they need in order to get some of the jobs that might not exist anymore. Some of the businesses that might be closed and might not reopen again. Those are concerns that we have. And we've identified several what we call sector strategies, several areas in our region that, basically healthcare, manufacturing, and construction are the main ones where emerging jobs could come and where we need to be identifying those and trying to connect people, especially people that have been displaced in some of the, low-wage jobs, get them the training they need and get them into some of these other jobs that are opening up in our region. So those are some of the things that, we're working on and hopefully making some progress. We've put some policies in place because we thought we were going to be working remotely for maybe a couple of months. I think the last time I was on with you, maybe this will all be over in a couple of months, but, and we really didn't have those policies in place on how to work remotely, how to telecommute. And for our customers, for our employees and, we had to make certain that we put some of those in place. And we also designed a new customer flow, to kind of address the fact that we're in a virtual state right now. So that's basically where we are. And you may have some questions.
I didn't want to interrupt because I
didn't want to interrupt. I was on a roll there, right,
John? Yeah, no, it's important information and I want, to be aware of it.
People can call that number and we're trying to get back to people within a day. And if that doesn't work for someone, you call that number again and ask for me. And I know I'll get the message and I'll make certain that they get a call back. 617-745-4000. And hopefully, we can be able to still connect with people on that level. And again, invite people to visit that website, which will have, just a lot of information that people can hopefully find useful in their job searching, especially.
Sure. That 23% unemployment here in Quincy, Ron, has that been pretty constant throughout the pandemic or has that fluctuated at all?
Yeah, the good news is that we've seen somewhat of a decline in the unemployment claims. I mean, it spiked up real high back in March and April, and then it's been sort of a steady, lower level, but there's still filing claims. People are still, and what's happening now is you've got a situation where people that have been furloughed are now being laid off. Yeah. And so that's spiking things too, or that's keeping things constant in terms of claims coming in every week. You know, the unemployment office is not open. And, you know, we try to do the best we can as a career center to help, but, you know, and that office may not open officially at the Hurley building until probably sometime in January.
Yeah.
You know, it's just almost, you know, I mean, it's unprecedented in the terms of the numbers of people. So it's almost impossible to physically safely handle people and having them come in. But I know there are a lot of people out there with problems, you know, and I know some people have been, you know, struggling with that for weeks. You know, we've got some people dedicated and more people are being trained to deal with the UI. So, you know, reach out to us. I know sometimes it's frustrating to call the main number in town or to try to get somebody on the phone down there. But, you know, we will do the best we can to help serve the people in our region in navigating some of those issues and some of those problems. So don't hesitate to, you know, to reach out.
Yeah. Is that pretty much comparable to the statewide unemployment rate right now?
Massachusetts has the highest unemployment rate in the country, okay. Believe it or not. And it's pretty consistent. Yeah, I would say most of the regions, you know, have been affected at the roughly the same numbers.
Sure.
Some areas more than others, some populations, you know, more than others. Like I said, you know, women have been affected more, low income have been affected more. Those numbers are higher than, you know, just the average, I suppose.
Sure. Yeah. Are you able to conduct any kind of virtual job fairs? I mean,
yes.
I know you have job fairs in yep. person, but online.
We're working to create that platform. We've done it I guess you could say on an experimental basis, but that's exactly what we're going to be doing in this virtual state is working with employers to try to make those kinds of connections and do those things all virtually.
That's okay.
Exactly what we're doing. So, some people, you know, again, we're slowly pivoting to that where, as I mentioned, you know, you've got these several thousand job orders that are out there. People are starting to slowly come back, but, you know, and as they do, the demand will increase and our ability to do those kinds of things that you're describing will increase too.
Yeah. Is the extra $300 reportable as income? Do you know?
It's all reportable. You've got to pay taxes on it too, unfortunately, okay. I believe. Yeah. So I that's what I hate about, you know, I don't know why they tax these dollars. I mean, people are in tough enough shape and then they've got to pay, you know, income tax on it too, which is kind of crazy. So people need to really adjust and accommodate for that.
Right. And maybe, you know, have it taken out as you're receiving it so you're not hit with a big bill at the end of the year.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wasn't sure that other career centers are following the same lead. So I guess that's good to know, actually. So folks shouldn't really try and shop around, if you will. We're all following the same model.
We're trying to. Yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, some people are, there's some variations, but basically the career centers are closed. And everybody's has pivoted to working remotely, and everybody's trying to provide a platform of services on their websites, you know, to accommodate people.
Yes.
So they could do, you know, we've been Zooming, constantly. It's been an effective tool, you know, for us. And, you know, it's tough because, you know, you say, are we ever going to go back to the way it was? But then some of what we're doing now really improves customer service. I mean, you know, people can get things online. One of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to put online, and that's going to come on our website very soon, is that Career Center seminar. In the past, people would come in, then they had to set up an appointment, they'd have to come back. Now, you know, we're doing it virtually, but you still got to go through that same process. I want to have the thing on our website so anybody can watch it anytime they want, fill out a form, send it to us, and we get them into the process instead of delaying things or making it inconvenient for people. So we're working to set that up with the wonders of technology, and hopefully that will help facilitate a lot of people entering the portal, entering that customer flow so they can get services and programs a lot faster than having to go through some bureaucratic process. And in the past, it was always, we reduced the hour and a half to sometimes 2 hours, depending upon who was presenting, down to a 15-minute video, okay?
Wow. Okay.
And even that, we want to, like I said before, we want to make that widely available so people can watch it anytime they want. And then, as I said, complete a form and submit it, and then we can assess folks and then get back to them and get them into the process. So you know, that's what we're moving towards. And
yeah.
So in a way, some of this has been good because it gives us some of these virtual opportunities that we probably will continue to do even after we reopen the center.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are you working with, say, Quincy College or, you know, community colleges? You mentioned training. I mean, there's a perfect link, I would think.
Yes. In fact, there's a great synergy between us and Quincy College because we're all City of Quincy and we do operate in Quincy, Plymouth.
Right.
Yeah, they are a vital part to this whole process. So the key is finding out where the demand is from the employers and what's required to fill the different positions. And then, you know, to let the college know what we need for training and to get them to provide it and to plug our people, especially people that are coming from a lot of those jobs where they're not going to be able to go back to work, to acquire that certificate or that whatever, to have the training so they can fill these jobs. And so it's definitely a coordinated effort that we're doing here in order to make this happen. And, you know, Quincy College, we've had several good discussions with Dr. DeCristofaro, who's the new president over there. And, you know, we're working to get that process on track and moving. So, you know, as this rolls out, the college can be meeting that demand. And that's what we're hoping for. So, yes, we have ITA dollars, individual training account dollars. And there's hopefully going to be a lot of other training money that's going to be coming available, too, because I really feel that's the key. Training is the key right now to get people ready for what's coming and filling some of these jobs and moving them up, you know, so they don't go back as a waitress or, you know, part. I mean, they can move into a better job if we can get them some training and make more money and come out, you know, in a better position than where they left. And some of those jobs, like I said before, won't be coming back. People
right.
are closing shop and a lot of people have been affected and impacted by that. So,
yeah.
you know, we're trying to be ready for that. And that will be coming soon too. So
for, you know, older workers, Ron, I'm thinking folks in their late 50s, 60s, who are saying to themselves, why should I bother retraining and you know, and reshaping my career when I'm almost ready to retire?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they have no choice, you know, we're going to try to make it, you know, as painless as possible for them to do that. If they need to continue to work, then they need to be able to adapt and adjust. Yeah. I mean, we were looking before this hit with, you know, the future of work. And it was all about the robots are coming.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So okay, yeah. And so how do you adapt and adjust to that? And it's all about skills mapping and that sort of process that we put people through. Now it's the future of work is you've got the virus and that changes a lot of things for a lot of people. So we need to be able to think about the future of work in that context as opposed to the robots are coming.
Yeah.
Well, taking over, you know, your job sometime soon there, Joe.
A lot of companies have found that, yes, they can adapt using this type of a platform. So for an older worker, that actually may be beneficial. They wouldn't not a commute involved if they.
We'll be working. You know, I've got a consultant right now that's working with us on labor market and he's out in Hawaii.
Huh.
You know, it's going to change the way we all function here because, I mean, it's just going to change the way we work. And this kind of thing, we could be anywhere and everywhere and still be effective. I mean, and still be accountable because that's the important thing. You know, we need to, you know, it's not like you're punching the clock, especially with some of the people who work for me from 8:30 to 4:30. You know, it's getting results and being accountable and showing numbers. And that's what we're pivoting to, too. It's about performance. It's about, you know, accountability. And I think that applies to anybody that's working right now. So.
Sure. What are you telling employers, Ron, right now, you know, if they are looking for for a skilled labor force?
Yeah. To contact us. We have a business engagement team that's ready to work for them. And we're going to focus and prioritize on those priority sectors because that's where we feel the demand is coming. But we're going to do the best we can to accommodate anybody. And obviously, as things start to pick up now, because most of the past 5 months, people have been, you know, collecting their unemployment and there really hasn't been a lot of demand on them to find a job because really nothing's open or
right. you know,
so slowly coming back and so forth. But that's going to change. And as that changes, then, you know, benefits are going to be running out. More sanctions could be imposed. people are going to start to say, okay, and I can't get the $600 every week anymore. So it's going to put more of a demand on us and working with employers to try to find out where the jobs are and plugging some people in. You know, out of the 100% of the people that have been unemployed, we're estimating that probably about 30% of those people aren't going to go back to work when we flip the switch. So that's a lot of people that are going to be, you know, really coming in our door and looking for training or looking for an opportunity. And so hopefully we'll be able to coordinate that effort virtually now as we open up, you know, on a limited basis and mostly by appointment, so we can control that flow and, you know, prevent the spike in the virus or whatever else might be coming until we get to the other end with a cure or who knows what, and feel safe again, you know, to be out there. And,
trying to find some silver linings in all of this.
Exactly.
Anything else we should touch on today, do you think, Ron?
No, I appreciate the time. I mean, you know, we'll come back again. I mean, obviously we just encourage people to call the 617-745-4000 number and to visit our website. We update it, you know, constantly. So don't look at it and then not look at it again. You know, there's always more new information. And we hope to put, as I described before, a lot of stuff is rolling out now statewide on this virtual platform that's going to provide a lot of information for people and some training for people. You know, the toughest part about this is the population that's affected because they don't have this access like you and I have right now. They don't have a computer, or they don't know how to work the computer, or they don't have the, you know, I mean, those are the people that are really struggling. And those are the people who need to call our number because we could help them walk through some things that they might not be able to do because they don't have this skill. Or, you know, there's time now, and it's important now for them to acquire these skills because it's only going to make a difference in them getting a better job when things open up. So, you know, I encourage them to take advantage of that now and work with us to improve these skills because this is where it's at. And especially some of those mature workers that are there that are struggling. And I know, you know, at the beginning when we were on a few months ago, the hotline from unemployment closed down and there was no other way to file an application except they were directing people to go online. And people couldn't go online because they didn't have the ability to do that. So they were disadvantaged. And so we want to fix that. This is the time to fix it. So I would encourage people that, you know, to really sharpen those skills and we could work with them. There'll be things, tutorials and things like that on our website. We could be directing people if they need some help. So this is the time to be doing it, to prepare yourself for hopefully something better. And I would encourage people, if they're listening to and they're in that situation, to definitely take advantage of this this opportunity right now.
It's great advice, and it's a transferable skill as well. Pretty much wherever you go today. Again, the phone number and website, Ron, if you could.
617-745-4000 is our main number. And then they could also get on MassHireSouthShoreCC.com, MassHireSouthShoreCC.com. And those are two ways that they can connect with our Career Center right now and get the help that they need. And we're there to help. Even though we're closed, we're here to help. And have been doing so, literally thousands of people over the last few months that you know, we've been connecting to and trying to help make a difference. So
great. Appreciate your time, Ron. Good to see you.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. See you soon. Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye.